Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So yesterday I shared with you a quick story from my interview with Kristen Gallagher over on Forecast. Kristen is the founder of a consultancy called Edify. They do employee onboarding and learning and development for tech companies. And I told you the story about how Kristen initially, when she launched the business, launched with a service that didn't quite go very well and didn't get the kind of outcomes she was hoping that they would get for their clients. And she ended up pivoting and just didn't take the quote unquote failure seriously, and then pivoted a few times to arrive at the service that they offer now for the companies that they offer it to. And today I wanted to share with you her business development process, because I think it's just really, really, it's a beautiful thing. And it's a good reminder that timing is everything. Okay, in business development and marketing, timing is everything. When you talk to the right client at the right time, magical things happen, right? But when you talk to the wrong client at the wrong time, doesn't really matter how good you are or how good your process is, you're going to hit a wall. So what Kristen does now is she does employee onboarding and learning and development for tech companies. And the way that she attracts clients is she monitors the tech newswire, and she looks at who's getting funding. And so if a tech company has gotten a certain amount of funding recently, then what does that usually mean? Well, that means they're going to hire, right? That means they're going to hire people. And Kristen knows that when they're about to hire, they're going to have onboarding problems, they're going to have learning and development problems, they're going to have challenges integrating the new employees into their company culture, they're going to have challenges bringing the new employees up to speed to be able to perform at a certain level. They're going to have all these problems, and these are all problems that, lo and behold, she solves, right? So when she finds that companies get funding, she immediately reaches out, or she looks for a shared connection or an introduction of some sort, and she tries to get a conversation with that decision maker so she can position her firm as the solution to their onboarding and learning and development problem for the new employees. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's working for her, and you can see why, right? Because she's approaching the right client that she knows has the problem that she solves. But not only that, she's approaching them at the right time. And just think about that. If she approaches them a couple of months earlier, I mean, maybe they know that the funding is coming through, so they're thinking about it, but it's certainly not top of mind, right? It's certainly not an immediate urgent problem. Where on the other hand, if she approaches them too late, when they've already onboarded the clients and they've kind of, you know, they built a makeshift onboarding program internally, then, you know, that's a bit late. There may be an opportunity if things really didn't go well, if they really screwed it up, but chances are it's going to be hard to get in. It's that timing right after they get funding that's perfect, because now they know they're hiring. That's immediate. That's urgent. They're looking for people, and they know that when they bring these people on, they're going to have to do something with them. They're going to have to make use of them. So all of a sudden, the problem that she solves becomes an immediate, urgent problem. And that's when you want to have that conversation. Now, I think Kristen's very fortunate that in terms of the market that she's in and the data that's available and the fact that she can find out who got funding and the fact that funding is a key trigger event for her, it may not be as easy for you. But I do want you to think about that. I want you to think about how can you have a conversation with the right client at the right time? What are some trigger events? Maybe for you, it's not funding. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's a change at the top. Maybe it's a new CEO if you're an advisor to the CEO. Maybe it's a new CFO or CIO. Any kind of executive kind of turnaround or turnover, rather, is often a trigger event for something. Maybe it's a revenue issue. Maybe if their revenue is dipping or if the revenue is on the up, maybe that's a good sign that you can come in and solve their problem. Maybe it's an issue with a supplier or a contractor. I don't know what it is. You know your business better than I do, right? But think about what the trigger event is. And I think you can go one of two ways. Either you have a clear external trigger event, like funding, like turnover, like some kind of market event. And if that's the case, go after that. You really want to keep your ear to the ground, you know, be tuned into your market so you know when those trigger events happen for certain companies, and then you can capitalize on them. Or if there's no trigger event, if it's something that's kind of internal, and unless you have intelligence on the inside, you won't really know if this is a problem, then I think you want to convey to your market that you solve this problem and you want to build a relationship with them over time so that when they're faced with that problem, they'll come to you. Okay, when they're faced with that problem that you solve, they'll come to you. So it's a little bit trickier, certainly. It takes more of a longer term approach that you've got to build a position in the marketplace as the person or the firm that solves that problem. And you've got to build a relationship with people in advance by providing value to them on an ongoing basis so that when they face the problem that you solve, your name will come to mind because you're showing up in their feed, because you're sending them emails, because you're sharing valuable insights on that particular problem before it becomes immediate and urgent for them, so that when it does become immediate and urgent for them, you're going to be top of mind. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.